Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We have established that God is patient with us, with all of us. The Lord is patient with the godless and the godly. In fact, the reason that Christians have been made godly is all because of God's grace, which manifests His patience with us in our lives. This is why we must likewise be patient with people who defame the name of Christ in our thoroughly pagan societies. We talked about this last time. Why does our Heavenly Father not cast down an immediate fiery judgment on sinners who openly and boldly mock Him? Why? His perfect patience keeps Him from doing so. He exercises patience on Himself. Patience causes Him to sustain great injury without immediately avenging Himself, as Dr. Pink says. We marvel at this. Quoting A.W. Pink again, how wondrous is God's patience with the world today. On every side, people are sinning with a high hand. The divine law is trampled underfoot and God Himself openly despised. It is truly amazing that He does not instantly strike dead those who so brazenly defy Him. Why does He not suddenly cut off the haughty infidel and blatant blasphemer, as He did Ananias and Sapphira? Why does He not cause the earth to open its mouth and devour the persecutors of His people, so that like Dathan and Abiram, they shall go down alive into the pit? And what of apostate Christendom, where every possible form of sin is now tolerated and practiced under cover of the holy name of Christ? Why does not the righteous wrath of heaven make an end of such abominations? Only one answer is possible. Because God bears with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. Close quote. That is so true. Wow, the patience of God is truly amazing. He patiently endures our wicked ways until the appointed day of our judgment. Now, I have made you a promise, and I intend to keep it. Today, I will introduce you to a person in the New Testament who experienced firsthand from the Lord Jesus God's patience. And his name is, have you guessed correctly? His name is Peter, the disciple and apostle Peter. If you want to follow along in your Bible, open it to Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 5, and John chapter 1. Put a marker in Matthew 4, Luke 5, and John 1. We will be in the Gospels in the coming days, so you can be prepared to meet us on these pages in your copy of God's Word. Jesus, the Son of the living God, has come to earth. He has visited in human flesh His people, the Jews, and the Gentiles dwelling in the land of Israel in the first century A.D. God inspired the writers of the four Gospels to record for all time the life of Christ and those who followed Him and interacted with Him in the few short years He was with us. One of the people who found Christ so appealing was Simon, son of John. He had a brother named Andrew, and it was Andrew that brought Simon to Jesus. You see, Andrew was originally a disciple of John the Baptist, as we read about in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. I am reading this great text now, John 1, beginning in verse 35. Again the next day, John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" Jesus said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated means Christ. Andrew brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Andrew, who is known for bringing people to Jesus, he does it again, introduces Simon to the Lord, and the Lord changes Simon's name to Peter, translated from Cephas. Here's our man. It is important you understand that even though John is the last of the four Gospels in chronological order in our Bibles, this is the first time Peter meets Christ. You will also read about Peter receiving his effectual call from Christ in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but this encounter in John comes first. Having established this, I want you to hear Matthew's version and then Luke's. This is Matthew 4, verses 18 through 20. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. And now Luke, who gives a very unique and poignant account. This is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Please listen carefully to this beautifully told true story, paying particular attention to how Peter responds to the Lord Jesus. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed Jesus. Remember, at this point, Simon, whose name was changed to Peter, Simon Peter had already been introduced to Jesus. He's getting to know the Lord and calls him Master in verse 5. Christ is not a stranger when he commands the fisherman, Peter, to let down the nets for a catch. Please do not fail to notice and highlight in your Bible Peter's response when he sees the nets overflowing with fresh fish, even though they had caught nothing the night before. Verse 8 of Luke 5, when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." This verse establishes what Peter believes about himself. He clearly identifies himself as a sinful man. He realizes he is in the presence of the Son of God, the Messiah. How so? It is because of the miracle, the miraculous catch of the fish. They worked hard all night and caught not one single fish. But the work of Jesus produced so many fish that their nets began to break, and Peter's partners, James and John, had to be called over to help. I mean, there are so many fish, the boats began to sink. There is no other way to account for this than to say it is a miracle. And who can do miracles? God can. So Peter is in the presence of God. And notice how that realization makes him cognizant of his sin. Peter is ashamed because he is a sinner. So he tells Jesus, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." You know, when we are in the presence of the all-perfect, holy God, we too feel the overwhelming shame of our sin. God and sin do not go together. In order to live in the presence of God, our sin must be taken away, hence the reason Jesus came. Perhaps Peter had in mind what the Lord said to Moses in Exodus 33:20, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live." Or what Manoah said to his wife in Judges 13, verse 22, "We will surely die, for we have seen God." Being in the presence of God the Son made Peter fear. But notice that Jesus is patient with Peter and the other disciples. Verse 9 says amazement had also seized them. The Lord says to Peter in verse 10, "Do not fear." And then he gives Peter his commission. "From now on, you will be catching men." And so at this, the Bible says they left everything and followed Jesus. This is how it all began. Peter, along with Andrew, James, and John, are now disciples of Jesus Christ, and they're going to follow him all the way to heaven, where those of us who follow Christ will one day meet them and be together with this same Lord. And we are going to stick with Peter and Jesus. We will find, indeed, Peter is a sinner. But he is the sinner saved by the patient grace of Christ. It is no wonder that way over in the book of 2 Peter, the letter that this same man authored, we read this. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Peter learned that Christ is patient. That's why he said this. And we'll have more next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.